What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind. Oh,
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
And today we are so excited to be joined by this amazing guest who've been wanting to get her on for a while. She is a professional hip-hop dancer, choreographer, actress, singer, model, and influencer. She's also a huge body positivity advocate with the hashtag Breaking the Stereotype, which promotes body positivity and the belief that any body can be a dancer. Please welcome to the show, Amanda LeCount.
Hi.
Hello.
You're so cute.
You are so cute and dressed so much better than any of us.
Oh, yeah.
Today,
so true.
She walked up and I was like, well, we really suck. Wow.
Oh, my God.
We should have brought a change of clothes.
I know.
And we were stunned to find out that you're only 18 mm-hmm. and you've just accomplished so much. Yeah. What does that feel like?
I mean, it's crazy. I don't feel like, I mean, I have done a lot, but I don't feel like I've done an extra amount or like I'm that special. I just feel like I work really hard and it pays off, and that's
That's amazing. So I found you on like a CNN Facebook video. Mm-hmm. It was an interview, and obviously blown away by your talent. In your interview, you were talking about like some negative comments that you had received from like a past instructor or mm-hmm. teacher, and the way that you handled it was so beautifully, because a lot of people talking about something like that would be like, look at me now, douchebag, you know, killing it. And you were just so humble and kind mm-hmm. and compassionate, and that really stuck out to me as well. Thank you for being here.
Yeah,
super excited. A little starstruck.
I've been creeping your Instagram real hard. I have been in dance classes like from a young age my whole life. I don't mm-hmm. do them as much anymore, but like one of my goals for 2019 was to go to the Millennium Dance Complex and take a class, but I've been too like nervous and shy to.
Oh no,
so when
you
I
should go.
I was like, maybe she'll take me with her and I can have a friend. I'm like on a playground again. I'm like, I just need somebody to hold my hand.
It's super fun. I actually have taken hip hop classes at Millennium. Very secretively about 5 years ago in the back of the class, being like, I should not be here.
Oh my God.
This is very embarrassing for me. I mean, I have the moves of like a celery stick. So
you're a good dancer.
I mean, if I have a couple drinks in me, maybe.
I understand the story, the celery reference.
I could do a mean robot. But anyway, back to you, Amanda. We like to kick off the show with like a quote, a mm-hmm. favorite quote, favorite anecdote, anything like that. So if you have one,
yeah.
I'd love to hear it.
I have two that I really like. And one of them is actually just something that I happened to say in the CNN interview that I wasn't thinking about, like making a quote. It just kind of came out of my mouth. But it's something I really love. And I said, talent isn't a look. Talent is a passion. Oh, yes. And I, like, once I heard it in the interview, I was like, oh, wow. I was like, that's so good.
Step aside, Maya Angelou.
That's what I said in the car to my mom, because I was telling her that's the quote I was going to use, and I was like, I sound like Maya Angelou.
Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy that you said
amazing.
That.
That's amazing.
But that's the first one that I think is really, like, powerful, and I don't know, I really stand by that.
Yeah.
And then mm-hmm. the second one, I said first maybe 3 years ago, and I said, if you love it, do it. It's as simple as that.
Yes.
And I love
oh
that.
Oh my gosh.
So you're good.
Adorable.
So
yeah,
good.
That's one that I love.
Two of her own quotes.
She deserves
coming
it.
Coming out strong.
Yeah.
She has earned it. I love it. That. This is my favorite.
We should all like aspire to that, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And she has them at 18. Like, what did we do with our lives?
Yeah.
She has quotes to live by, and she's not even 20.
I need to catch up.
I know. That's amazing.
So it says that you've been dancing since about 2 years old. Is that
yeah.
right?
So. Pretty much my whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang. Do you remember like a moment where you're like, oh, this is it for me?
Well, I don't quite remember it in my head because it was so long ago. But at my first dance recital, we have a video of it. I was kind of a perfectionist, and they didn't want me even taking the dance classes because they said I was too young. Because most kids, like two or three, they get on stage and they cry. They don't really right. do anything because they're so little. But my mom was like, oh no, she won't do that. Like, she wants this, and she's very like a perfectionist. And when I got on stage, I actually, because you have X's on the stage to mark where you're supposed to stand for the kids. And everyone was in the wrong spot, and I went around and I grabbed them and I moved them to the right spot. And then I continued the whole dance. Yeah, I was like
oh,
two or three.
My oh my gosh. That's fantastic. You yeah. sounds like a young Kelsey so, Cook
yeah,
or something. She was very similar to that.
I was just
going to
say,
kid.
I'm for sure, like, there are videos of me in hip hop dance classes
yep.
at the end of like the week or whatever when you've learned the routine. And it's like, you can see me side eyeing like young bitches next to me that are like falling behind. And I'm like, you guys, like, get it together. Like, you're making us all look bad. Like, that's like the vibe I was giving
Keep
off
up.
When I was like eight. So,
oh
yeah,
gosh,
I can relate to that.
Very oh funny. My gosh.
So, yeah, I think that's probably a moment where my mom and my whole family and everyone else probably knew that I was going to do this for a while.
Yeah.
And that it was
yeah.
going to be my thing.
That is
wow.
so cool.
That's incredible.
And then I had no idea that you're also a competitive figure skater and cheerleader.
Uh-huh.
And what don't you do athletically?
Yeah,
you do all of it.
That's
yeah.
insane.
Right now I'm more focused on dance, obviously, but
yeah.
I ice skated and competed from maybe when I was 8 to 12-ish.
Okay.
I absolutely loved it. I was so committed that I actually, because, okay, in Colorado, where I'm from, I lived in Fort Collins, which is the north part, but I went to Denver School of the Arts, which is in Denver, so it was like an hour and a half drive every day.
Mm.
And I was so committed that in the morning, because I have dance at night, so I couldn't ice skate at night, in the morning at 5 a.m., I would go to the ice rink and have my private lesson for an hour, and then have to drive to school afterwards. And I did that 3 days out of the week, I believe.
Oh, wow.
And so that was crazy. And then plus having dance from like 6 to 10 and then driving home. So,
oh, my gosh.
I don't even know how I did it. I could not do that now. I was like, oh, my gosh. I don't know how I did that. But
that
I absolutely loved ice skating, and I competed for a while, and I loved it. But I had to kind of narrow it down to what
yeah.
I want to focus on. And then
yeah.
I did cheerleading for actually longer than I did ice skating. I did that from when I was 5 to 13.
Did you do like the competitive, like
mm-hmm.
the bring it on?
Yep.
Oh, you were like living my dream.
Kelsey's shit right there.
Yeah.
It was
oh
really
gosh.
Fun, and I had a good time doing that. But again, I kind of had to like focus on what I want to actually pursue.
Yeah.
Right. You can't do everything.
How did you choose?
Yeah.
yeah. Or are you going to ask how
I was going to say,
chose?
How did you narrow it down? Because
yeah.
I feel like that's hard for
I mean,
people
dance
to do.
I had been doing my whole life, whereas like cheerleading and ice skating, I kind of added later. But I
yeah,
think
you were
I just
old and
knew.
Five. Yeah, ancient.
I know, I had to decide my career at five. No, but I think I just knew that dance is what I really wanted to do with my life, and it was what I was most passionate about. And you know, I could see myself not cheerleading and ice skating, but I couldn't see myself not dancing.
Mm.
It's just like
yeah.
I couldn't see that. So
that's a good way to do it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is envision those things.
Mm-hmm.
What yeah,
can you, what can you not live without?
Yeah,
I like
yeah.
that.
And is dancing your full time professional thing now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh
yeah, I do it every day.
That
much.
Is
wow.
amazing. So you've never had another job?
No.
Besides dancing?
No.
Wow.
Do you know how crazy that is? That's insane. Like,
yeah.
You'll never have a garbage just McDonald's job.
Soup plantation?
You have failed. Yes, yeah, soup plantation. That's what I'm getting at here.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, because I'm 25. I've never felt older. And I've been doing comedy professionally since I was like 20, and people are like, oh, you did it so early. And I was like, I still had like some, you know, food service jobs.
Some riffraff.
Yeah, there's some rough riffraff. Yeah. And you just turned 18 like 6 weeks ago or something.
Yeah, January.
Nothing creepy, Mom. We do a lot of research on Instagram. But like, wow. Oh my gosh, that is insane to me that you have been so dedicated and committed since you were a young child that now you only have to do what you love to do for the rest of your life. That's incredible.
I'm very lucky too.
Yeah, and just to praise you more, she's worked with Meghan Trainor, Ellen DeGeneres, Katy Perry. I mean, come on, people.
How was it doing the Switch music video? Was that incredible?
It was crazy because I was not expecting to get it at all. It actually took me a while to even consider doing like the video.
Yeah.
Because okay, if you don't know, it was an Instagram challenge, and it was the Swish challenge. I can barely say that. but pretty much, you just had to post a video of you dancing or just having fun, doing whatever you want to do, and post it. And I saw all my dancer friends doing it, and I was like, okay, like they're getting professional videographers, like going to sets, having. I'm like, okay,
whoa,
I'm like, that's, no, I'm not gonna put no, that's too much.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't even considering doing it because I was like, okay, I don't have a chance. Like, whatever, they'll take it. It's fine.
Yeah.
But then I was like, okay, like why not? I don't have anything to lose.
Yes.
You know, it's not like I'm not gonna lose anything from doing it. So I went to a dance studio, just me, and I rented it for like 30 minutes. I propped my phone up on the ballet bar, just my phone, self-recording it, did a little combo, and yeah, I posted it, didn't think it was gonna go anywhere, and then I got the call like 2 weeks later that I won.
Oh, I just got chills.
I'm like, oh my gosh, because like I looked at all these videos, I'm like, I don't know, because they put so much like effort and hard work and probably money into this video, and I'm not saying that I didn't work hard, but I didn't do that much. I just set up my phone and danced, and like that was enough.
You showed up, yeah.
So it was really cool because I was honestly not expecting it at all. Like if you would have said like when I first posted it, like asked if I thought I was gonna win, I'd be like, no, not at all. Like it was just more for fun than me actually trying to get it.
God, wow!
Isn't that how that works,
dude? That's incredible.
It's crazy.
That is a very important lesson for our listeners.
Yeah,
you know, just keep showing up.
You never know.
Just do it. Does not have to be perfect.
Mm-mm.
Just do it. Start somewhere.
Yeah.
What can happen?
That actress that just won the Oscar was like, I did my best and my best was good enough.
Oh, yeah.
I love that quote.
Yeah, that was really good. I saw that. And then when I got on set, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I didn't know how she was going to act. You never know celebrities. And she's someone who's so big where it's like, okay, if you have a little ego, that's fine. Because you
are a lot. Like,
yeah. But she was so nice. And one thing that my mom and I thought was really funny is that when she wasn't shooting, she would just have her little dog, Nugget, her little tiny dog. And she would just sit because we filmed it in like a stadium. And so she would just sit on a foldable chair on the side just with her dog in a blanket, just like petting it. And like she didn't go to her trailer and wasn't like, guys, I need to go to my trailer. Like, she wasn't like that at all. She would just sit on the side and she was talking to people and she was really nice. And she actually came up to me and we had like a whole interaction and it was really cool. They got it on film, which is like the craziest. But she was so nice and she like stalked my Instagram, which because she was like, when you dance, can you do your one like hand thing? And I was like,
oh my gosh,
just the fact that she knew that, I was like, oh, so you've seen it. So I was like, oh, you,
because you would never like assume, right?
Yeah,
and
she was like, yeah, I saw, I was looking through all the videos and then I saw yours and she said, oh, and I was like, that's the one, because she said she loved everything I stand for and she loved just me, and she was like, you have such a good heart, and I was like, oh my god. She was really nice. She was so nice.
That is so
cool.
She's
crazy.
I love that. That music video is like a movie. Like, it's
seriously.
Not a normal. It's crazy. And
it's crazy.
Like, is that what technically started the floss craze?
The guy that does it in it is obviously like the guy who created or made it popular.
Yeah.
But yeah, then after that video, it was like, it got
everywhere.
Even more popular.
Yeah,
like, oh my God, if I see someone do it one more time.
Yeah, you're probably so over it now.
Oh gosh.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Oh, wow.
So for people who aren't familiar with you and like your journey, and like she was talking about on that CNN video that Delaney came across, so can you talk about kind of coming up and how you got to where you are, like, you know, prior to all the success? Obviously, we want to talk about Katy Perry as much as possible, but just like coming up in those dance classes, those experiences she was talking about with instructors that kind of made you develop this campaign and you know, reach out in the way that you've started doing to other dancers and become such a role model.
So I would say I didn't really realize that I was different or like, I don't know, I didn't look like everyone else until maybe I was 8 or 9. Because when I was little, I didn't think I was different. I was like, yeah, we're just dancing together. Yeah. Like, I didn't think anything of it. But when I was maybe like 8 or 9, I started realizing like, oh, like, you know, they're kind of looking at me and like, I don't know. I just felt it. And I could tell that like, I wasn't meant to be there, but I was there anyway. So that's kind of the age where I started realizing like, oh, I'm a little different, like kind of weird. Like, it might be a little harder for me in the dance world, but I don't know. I'm just going to keep doing it anyway because it's what I love, obviously, so I'm not going to stop. And then the first, like, incident, I guess, I had is with the studio director. And the funny thing is he actually begged me to come to his studio because he had seen me at competitions and I was kind of known. I wouldn't always win. Like, I wasn't the most technical, like, crazy trick dancer, but people knew me for performing. And I was, like, the best performer. Like, when you put me on the stage, like, I just, like, light up. And I'm just such a performer. And so people knew me for that. And I was, like, the performer. And so he begged me to come to his studio. And the fact that he begged me, I mean, it kind of made me think, like, oh, wow, he really wants to work with me and, you know, wants to, like, improve my technique or whatever. So I went to his studio for a year. It was awesome. We competed, went everywhere. I won this title, whatever, scholarships, whatever. Not me. This isn't supposed to be me bragging. But anyway, I did pretty well.
Great. You brag all you want it out, girl.
Like, yeah. I did good in the year. That's all I'm trying to say is I did pretty well. And he asked to have a meeting with my mom and I, and we thought it was going to be just like a check-in. Like, this is what you need to do next year. This is like what I see you doing in the future, blah, blah, blah. Things like that.
And you're how old?
10.
You're 10.
I was 10.
Okay.
10 to 11. Yeah, that age.
Wow.
Jeez. And he goes, yeah, your body type doesn't fit my vision for my team. That is his exact words, and I, like, have it engraved in my brain. And it was terrible. I honestly was, like, in shock. I was, like, I was so confused because, like, no one had ever really, like, told me to my face that, like, my body was an issue. So I was, like,
what? And he hadn't said anything in that year?
No, he actually, the crazy thing is he loved me. Like, I was featured in two of the dances, like, as, like, the main part. It was insane. Like, you would not have seen it coming. And, like, I worked very hard. Like, there was no reason for him to kick me off at all. But, yeah, just because of my body, I guess, he wanted them to wear the skimpy outfits, and he didn't want me on his team anymore. So, I left. And not going to lie, I mean, obviously, I was very hurt, especially because I was 10. I mean, if someone said that to me now, I'd be like, okay, sure, whatever, I'll leave. I'll go to a different studio, whatever.
Yeah.
But it was really hard, and, you know, I kind of thought, because I was 10, you know, he was, like, the cool dance teacher. I was like, oh, what if he's right? You know, should I stop dancing? You know, if he thinks that, then maybe I won't make it. And I was kind of just confused. And I considered not dancing anymore or, like, just taking a break and, like, not doing it. But my mom didn't force me, but she knew that in my heart is what I wanted to do and, like, what I'm passionate about. So she really, like, encouraged me to not stop because she probably knew I was going to regret it later, which I definitely would have because I wouldn't be here probably.
That's
so
a good mom. That's a good mom.
Because sometimes people are like, she forced you to keep going. I'm like, no, she didn't force me to keep taking dance, but she just really encouraged me, and she knew deep down that I didn't want to quit, that I'd be quitting because he said I should, not because I wanted to.
She didn't let an asshole define your life.
And so it's, I mean, now I'm really happy about it because that probably started, like, my whole, like, not started the body positive movement of, like, my whole thing. Obviously, that's not what started it, but it got, like, my head thinking in that direction of, like, oh, this is an issue to some people, so I'm going to have to work to prove that it's not an issue. So that kind of like started my whole like mind process, I guess you can say. But now it's like a good thing, because I know, especially with my Dance Spirit magazine cover, like every dance studio gets that magazine because it's the biggest dance magazine, and everyone's looking through it obviously to see what is going on in the dance industry. And so I know that he just opened that package and he saw my face and he was probably like, oh great.
Yes.
So like I wish I could see his reaction, but I know that he's probably like, oh gosh, great, like this is just what I needed. So
he kind of gave you a gift in a really shitty way. What in that moment, how did you and mom react when that was
said to you? Mom was I can't even imagine.
Literally, if anyone says anything about me, she like goes off. But
yeah, does that man still have eyeballs? I feel like she could have like scratched
back
them
then,
out.
We didn't really like yell at him. I mean, I don't remember exactly what we said, but I'm sure she probably was just like, okay, then like whatever, like we don't need you. Bye.
Yeah,
and, like we just left. But I mean, in the moment, I was sad. Obviously, I wasn't like on attack mode. Like, you know what? Like, no, I wasn't that confident yet.
Yeah,
I was like, my soul's crushed. But
you're 10. What monster would say that to a 10-year-old?
I know. It's like, okay, but I'm sure she said something like, okay, fine. If that's your opinion, like you're wrong, then we'll just prove you. You know.
Yeah. So, and you did.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
I think it's so amazing. Because, like, I took ballet when I was a kid because my parents forced me. And, like, I, you know, wasn't the typical, like, I didn't look like other people in the class. So I used to, like, wear jeans to class and stuff. Like, I was really uncomfortable. And nobody said anything to me. But I still felt it. So the fact that you had somebody say it to you and still you were like, no, I'm not going to feel that way about myself. That's so dumb. Is so cool and inspiring. And, like, what strength to have at 10.
I know, 10? I keep like putting myself back in like what I was doing at 10, and I'm like, that's nuts. I was nowhere near that sort of like a mental like cognitive state of being able to be like, you know, this is gonna make me stronger. I was just eating like fruit gushers and
idiot. it was really hard. Like I wasn't like okay right away. It took me a little bit, but yeah, it was sad. And it was hard because, like, at conventions or competitions, I would have to see him and all his studio dancers. But so it was a little annoying. But I just tried, obviously, my best to be like, yeah, look at what you're missing out on now. But,
yes.
It was still really hard.
But. Yeah. So many people would have let that stop them completely. Mm-hmm. And obviously, had the current encouragement of your mom. But what kind of stuff were you saying to yourself to get you excited about it again after such negativity in your life?
Yeah. I mean, it was like, I mean, I've said this like 8 times. I probably sound so like whatever the word is where I keep saying it. But like I said, it was really hard. But I think I just knew that this is like what I'm meant to do. And I just, like, can't see myself doing anything else.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is my only option. So, like, you're going to do it and you're going to get over it. And you just have to do what you love because, I don't know. Yeah. But I didn't really, like, have things that I would, like, say to myself where I didn't really have, like, self-affirmations, I guess, which aren't a bad idea. I recommend that. But at that age, I wasn't really doing anything. I kind of just knew that I need to keep going and doing what I love. And I shouldn't let, you know, this one little thing, you know, stop me.
Yeah. Has there been any other negativity since then from instructors or entertainment industry or this or that?
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear, because, you know, we're all performers too, so we've all gotten
So
badly.
I'm not going to say the studio director the story I just told you about the studio, because first of all, I don't want to be petty like him. I'm not trying to be like him. Second of all, I don't want to give him the publicity.
Good for you, girl. Yes.
But this person who I'm about to say, I'm going to say his name.
Yeah.
So Richard Simmons. I mean, no one really knows who he is anymore because he's like
Richard Simmons.
The 80s instructor.
We're old, so we know.
Yes, we know.
I don't know where he went. Kind of fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah, there's a whole podcast about him disappearing.
Anyway,
really?
Yeah.
So I went to my first red carpet ever when I first moved here. It was like the same week I moved here. I was 13, about to be 14. And I was like jumping up and down. I was so excited because it was my first red carpet. I mean, when I was back in Colorado, I would like dream of even seeing the red carpet. Like, it was so crazy. And so I took like 4 hours getting ready. And like, I thought I looked so good. And I was so excited to go with my friend. And we get there and it was like, I don't know what it was, but it was some sort of like fashion show. Miss Universe was there. Other celebrities were there. It was pretty cool. And we saw Richard Simmons, and not because we were a fan, obviously, but just because it was my first celebrity I've seen. I was like, oh my gosh, it's a celebrity. So it was cool. And we went up to him, and we asked if we could take a picture, and he said, sure. And after we got done taking a picture, in front of maybe like 100, like 150 people, because it was a really big event and we were all around the red carpet, so a ton of people around. And pretty loudly, like he wasn't screaming, but he didn't try to hide it at all or like whisper or anything like that. He just said, oh yeah, like if you want to be successful, you're going to have to lose 15 to 20 pounds. And I was 13 years old, like a little kid.
What?
And yeah, he said that in front of everyone as he's like surrounded by models. I was like, oh my God. Okay. And yeah, I started bawling my eyes out. I like ran away. I was like, oh my gosh. But Mother Bear comes in.
Yes.
And she just started saying, she's like, okay, you don't know what she does. You know, you don't know her life. She just came from like a 7-hour rehearsal. She dances every day. Like, you don't need to be telling her that. And you don't know what she's been through in her life and things like that. And this is like the worst part. He says to my mom, oh yeah, and you need to be an example.
Richard Simmons is saying this?
Gosh. I know what why he's gone now. And buried the body.
So he said that. And my mom, I love this response. And my mom goes, okay, well, when you've had 7 kids, call me.
Yes. Queen mom. Yes.
And then he said something like really stupid. I don't know, whatever. And then we ended up leaving. And my mom sent him like a Facebook message saying, okay, you publicly humiliated my daughter. I want a public apology. And he didn't give us a public apology. He sent us a private one and gave us this whole explanation that was totally fake of why he was sad that day. And I was like, okay, can you just own up that you're like a douchebag?
Yeah.
That's the real story. Like, what?
Yeah. There's no excuse for saying something.
No, if I'm having
like
a
that.
Bad day, I don't go up to someone and be like, hey, you're ugly. Like,
exactly. Yeah. No. Like, you can't do that. No. You just can't.
And so we did get an apology, but I wish we would have got like the interaction on film because there were, we could have.
Oh. Wow. This is Richard Simmons, a gay man in the 80s that was popular. You'd think, having been through his own stuff because of being gay, he would be extremely kind and sensitive and to everybody.
Yeah, to embrace all and not be like, no. Yeah. Like, just be such an asshole. Yeah.
I don't understand.
He was terrible.
The hypocrisy.
Fuck that guy. Man.
Wow. Yeah. Didn't expect that story.
If you find Richard Simmons, you email us. You bring us his head.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I have a question. How many hours a day are you practicing? How much work does it take to get this good at dancing? That's what I want.
A lot. You're not just like born with the talent. Yeah. I was terrible when I first started, even though I thought I was the best.
Well, you just
ever.
Learned to walk.
Yeah. Hey, here's that little credit.
Yeah. Still working on balance.
I feel like a lot of people think like you take 5 dance classes and you're like pro. It's like no.
It's hours a day.
And like
I have
some friends. I've had friends in the past who like they want to become a dancer and like they'll take 2 classes and they'll get upset because they're not like the best one there, or like they don't get, there's a thing called being like called out in class where it's like sometimes they'll have a videographer come and like film certain people doing it to like promote their choreography and stuff, and some they don't call everyone out, they only call out the people that either they saw or they liked or things like that. And sometimes my friends that I take to class will get really upset and they'll be like, oh, why didn't I get called out? And I'm like, girl, you don't just get called out your first time. I've had to dance like 13 or 14 years before I ever even got called out. So like, it's like, it's a lot of work and it's like a lot of feeling like you're like terrible. But then like one day it like kind of clicks for you. But yeah, I mean, I dance probably like on an average like 3-4 hours a day.
Wow.
Yeah, because I'll take like 2 classes a day is like probably average. Sometimes I don't dance like Saturday, but like every other day for the most part, I dance every day.
Oh my god!
That's a lot.
So yeah, it's a lot, but it's like what I love. So it doesn't seem like work for me. I'm like, woo, dance.
Yeah. Wow. I still love doing it. I feel like dancing is a lot like stand up in that way, where it takes a while to get good, and while you're like bad at it, it feels very public. Yeah. Like everybody's like seen bad dance and everybody's seen bad stand up comedy, and you're just like, oh god, just like fast forward until like you're better at this.
Yeah.
But like you have to just do it in order to get good, and it can be awkward. Yeah.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. I've had moments.
Well, do you have
I have a lot of questions.
Oh, let's cut to our sponsors one more time. One sec. All right, cool. We're back with Amanda LeCount. You had a question, Delaney?
Oh, I got so many. Okay. So, let's see.
do you also do choreography too? So, is it mostly for yourself? Is it for what kind of, how do you get into that essentially?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially so young.
Yeah, I would say like now since like I've taken so many dance classes and from so many choreographers, like I know what I like, and like I kind of get inspired by like other choreographers, and I'm like, oh, I want to try to choreograph. And so I think like 3 years ago I first choreographed at an intensive I went to, and they seemed to really like it and thought it was really good, and I was like, oh, maybe I should try choreographing more. And like right now I don't teach like every week, like I'm not a teacher, but I like to choreograph sometimes, and like I'm going to San Francisco this weekend and I'm teaching there, and then I'm going to Australia and I'm teaching there. So I'm starting to teach more, but I wouldn't say like I'm quite like choreographer yet, like professional, like, you know, like that. But I enjoy it, and I think it's really cool to like make your own like dance up. I don't know, I think it's really fun, and especially seeing other dancers like do your choreography, it's really cool.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Is that something you want to pursue as you get older?
I mean, right now I'm focused on like more like me dancing career, but I would say maybe like, because obviously you can't be a dancer forever, like there's a very certain like age most of the time, so I'll probably dance from when I'm like, well now to like maybe 27 28.
Really? That's it?
And then I'll start like choreographing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You can choreograph for like forever. Like there's legendary choreographers now, they're like 50, 60 that still teach. So it's not like I'm like out of the dance world, but most of the time people kind of start to slow down like late 20s, early 30s, just because like prime time is like 18 to like 25.
Wow.
It's like the best year. So.
Wow. So what are some of your long-term goals in this career? I don't know anything about dance, so like what's some of the milestones that you're hoping to hit?
Most dancers want to go on a tour with an artist. I really want to go on a tour.
Who would you want to most tour with? Like who are your like
dancing
inspirations?
Lately I've been saying Meghan Trainor to be really cool just because I really like her. I've worked with her before and I
no big deal.
And I really like her, so I think that'd be really fun. Another person who, if I'm being like honest, like not to be stereotypical, but I don't think I'd like match with this artist very well, but I still love her and I would love to somehow like go on tour with her, is Rihanna.
I mean
I don't want to like jinx it, but I want to work with her this year, and I think I have a chance because she started following me last year. So I'm like, maybe she wants to use me for something, because she doesn't follow many dancers. She follows like three dancers.
And fuck. Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
I'm like hoping that that's why, because I feel like, I mean, maybe she just likes what I do, but I feel like there might be something there. So like, that'd be really cool. But again, I don't know if like me dancing back up for Rihanna would be like a good match, but you never know.
But I feel like she's so big on like body positivity.
Yeah, definitely. So is Meghan Trainor. Her whole Fenty, like Savage, Trans Fenty, like all her fashion shows are very body inclusive and things like that. So
Yeah, I love all of that.
I would love to do that. That's cool. I don't know. So a tour would be really good. And then I don't know, I love traveling. I've been able to travel like more these past 2 years, and I love doing that. I love going to different places and dancing and teaching. So that's not a goal, that's just more I want to do it more, because I've already done it, but I'd love to do it even more, and I'd love to choreograph for like an award show or dance for an award show. I've danced for the Radio Disney Music Awards, but I'd love to dance for like, I don't know, like the AMA or like MTV Music Awards, things like that. So,
oh my
so
God. Cool.
So cool. So fun. I love like asking you amazing questions.
So obviously you're a hardcore athlete. How do you take care of yourself? Like what's your daily routine of self-care and maintenance and all that stuff?
Yeah. Well, I think water is like really important, because if I'm being honest, like I really don't drink that much water, and I like really need to, if I say like really one more time, I should be drinking more water, because when I do like not force myself, but you kind of do have to force yourself to drink a lot of water, because no one's going to go through like 8 bottles of water in the day. That's just like not like normal, but
unless
that's
they're
what
like actively focusing on that. Yeah.
And so I try to like force myself in like obviously a good way to drink as much water as possible. And whenever I do that, I feel much better and I just feel like refreshed and like energized. And I think it's just a really underrated thing that you need in your life, especially if you're an athlete. Because I know when I don't drink water, like I haven't had good food before class, like I get very lightheaded and I just don't feel right and it's just like so I would say water is like one, like you need to have that. And then I would say like some nuts is really good because it like gives you energy, but it also for me at least, if I have like a ton of like peanuts or like cashews and things like that, like it's enough food to make me not hungry, and it also is like a protein and it gives me energy. So I always try to have nuts in my bag as well. And then one thing that isn't like food or like drink related as far as being an athlete, but I have like a journal that I write in. I try to every night, but if not like every other day. And it's just kind of like what happened through the day, how I'm feeling. And it really helps just to like know like how I'm feeling and to look back at it. And I know, I feel like that's also underrated is like journaling. And I love journaling.
We're big fans of journaling on this podcast.
I love that. And I just started doing it like maybe 4 or 5 months ago, and I love it. It's like my favorite.
Isn't it weird to think about the times when you weren't journaling? Like, doesn't that seem so weird now that you're like, how was I not processing just like my day to day? Like, so much happens in your life on a daily basis, and you just, I've had like years go by where I haven't journaled, and then you're like, what? How was I even like handling any of this?
I'm not a daily journaler. I need to work on that.
Even if it's not daily, like I said, sometimes I don't do it every day because like sometimes I'm gonna be honest, there's boring days where it's like I don't feel like I need to write about my day to day. But if something happens or like you have a certain way of feeling about something that happened or things like that, I would recommend that you like write it down because it helps me. And I like looking back at like my journal, like seeing like the things I wrote, because sometimes it's funny, but sometimes it's just nice to like reflect.
I think we forget the power of like self-soothing. I know sometimes I just rely so heavily on like my fiance or my friends or my therapist to talk me through it, but it's like I don't know, I'm about to be 30, I've learned a few things, like I can probably help myself get through some stuff. So
Are you comfortable talking about a very big loss that you experienced with your dad? So when did he pass away? How did this, you know, what timeline?
So it was about like 3.5-ish years ago, November 2015. And he had diabetes, a very serious case of diabetes. And he also had prostate cancer before that. So, yeah, he had a few issues, but he died from going into a diabetic coma. Is how he died, and he was actually in Florida when it happened, and we were here, because since he had so many issues, he was actually staying in like a care like facility back in Colorado. Because when we moved, we didn't like he didn't come with us. He stayed back home in Colorado, and so then he had to go to Florida to visit his family. Because I don't remember what for, but I think he actually just might have been visiting just to see them because it had been a while, and. It's funny. I mean, not funny, but it's kind of funny because when he packed, he was obsessed with Star Trek. And so I'm pretty sure we looked back in his suitcase and he forgot to take all of his insulin he needed. Instead, he took all of his Star Trek movies with him.
Oh my God.
It's funny to laugh at now, but I was like, are you kidding me? And so, he went to a coma while he was sleeping. So at least it wasn't painful. It was probably very like peaceful, but... It was hard, like, not being there, and, like, we kind of felt guilty because he kind of mentioned wanting to come to California with us, but we just couldn't take care of him. Like, I was gone all the time, and she was it just wouldn't work out, so we thought it'd be better to leave him there. And so we just kind of feel guilty, like, maybe if we would have been there, we could have helped, or, like, we could have done something, but we might not have been able to. But we just kind of feel a little bit guilty. We wish we could have, like, had him here at least. But yeah, I mean, I'm fine now, but it was hard. I don't know. He was like very supportive, and you know, when we were like, we're fine now, but like in the beginning when we first moved out here, we were like struggling to like for like pennies. Like it's hard living here, and especially from Colorado to LA, it's like Colorado now, like that we realize is so much easier to live there than LA. It's so much cheaper and like so much nicer. So it's really hard moving to LA and trying to like live off of me dancing. It was hard, but so whenever like, because sometimes it'd be so bad I couldn't even take dance classes because we just couldn't waste like the $15 on a dance class. It was like, that's not a priority really. And he would like not pay his phone bill so I could take dance classes. Was very like really supportive, and he would always watch, like if I had an appearance on a TV show, we'd be like, okay, it's on at 8, I'll be like 20 minutes in. He'll be like, okay. And he was not very tech savvy, so he'd be like, I'm trying to figure it out. So he was really, really supportive. And I don't know. I'm sure he's watching, but I also actually, this is like probably the coolest thing of my career so far, or one of the coolest, is for my Dance Spirit cover, I asked them if they could like dedicate it to my dad. Aww. And they put like a family picture from when I was like 3 and my whole family. Wrote like a note like, Amanda would like to dedicate this article to her dad. And it was really cool. That's probably the coolest part of the article, not even being on the cover, just like that. It meant a lot, and it was really cool, and I was like crying. It was
sweet. What kind of things helped you kind of get through that grief?
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard. I don't think I really processed it at first. I mean, obviously when I found out, obviously I was like bawling, but I don't think I really like understood or like took time to like grieve and like go through it. I think I was kind of just like, okay, it happened, and I don't know, I tried to get like past it, but I don't think I gave myself the time and like didn't go through all the stages that I needed to like be okay with it. And actually the next day I had a job I had to go to, and I had already committed. It was like a music video for a girl, and they were like, oh, you don't have to go. But I just felt like I had to go. And so I went to that, and then like it was really weird. Like when I got to school the next day, it was almost like I was like delusional, because I got to school and I was talking to my friend, and literally we were just talking like normally, and I was laughing, and I literally said, oh yeah, like my dad died yesterday, and I was like laughing. And it's just like, it was almost like I was trying to like cover up, and like I didn't want to feel it, so I was just like, yeah, like
kind of like in denial. Accepting.
I didn't want to like get sad and like go through that. So it was really weird, and like I still don't really know why I did that, because now I'm thinking back, I'm like, you seem like a psychopath, like that's
you're a human being, you're trying to process.
I think it was just like such a shock that I like didn't realize it yet. It was almost like funny. Like, oh yeah, he's dead, like wow. Weird.
Emotions can be very uncomfortable.
It was weird, but I don't know how actually I got through. I mean, I think obviously with time, I mean, it's never going to be like fine, obviously. Yeah. I'm never going to be like, yeah, I'm fine with it. Like, that doesn't happen. Right. But I think that like since I've had time to like kind of, I don't know. I just think with time I've gotten better. And I think I have taken like the time to realize and, you know, to go through all like the emotions I need to feel content with it. And so I'm good now. Like, I've come to terms with it. You know, I can't really change it.
It just
happened, and I kind of have to, like, not get over it, because that makes it sound like it's, like, not important. Like, I'll get over it.
Right. No, you never get over it. Like you said, it'll never be fine. It's just, you know, this is kind of how it is now. That's like, interesting. My mom died when I was a kid, and I did the same thing where I had to tell people at school, and I would, like, laugh. People thought I was lying. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm just trying to make everyone comfortable with it. So there's, like, that thing where you want other people to think you're fine. So that they don't get sad. And then it's, like, it's so weird.
It was really awkward with my friend. She was like, what? Like, she was like, are you okay? Like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, like, I'm fine. And it was weird. It was clearly like, you're not fine.
Right.
But I probably shouldn't have gone to school that week.
I know.
But I felt fine.
Right.
Like, I didn't feel like sitting at home wouldn't do anything. I was like, I'm fine.
Yeah. Right. Sometimes your instinct, though, is to just, like, do as many things as you can, though, to, like, keep yourself preoccupied and, like, not process it. So I feel like we've seen that a lot. Or you just, like, throw yourself into work and a lot.
I have a question that's off this topic, but so with school, how does that work with your dance career?
It was really hard. I mean, when I was going to school, Denver School of the Arts, they hated me working and being gone. Even though it's like an art school, you would think they'd be happy.
That's the point.
But they hated you missing school, and they wanted you to be there like every day, like blah, blah, blah. And so they hated it when I was gone. But I was like, okay, this is my career. Like, I'm here. to help my career. Like, yeah. It was so confusing to
and
me.
And it makes them
like,
look good when one of their students is crushing it. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
exactly. So we would be driving out to LA every weekend for like a month, 16-hour drive each way.
Oh my gosh.
So we'd be doing that to go. What? I got on a dance crew here that had all of like the best kid dancers. I don't know if you know any of them, but like Casey Rice, Tati McQuaid, Jordan Jones. They're all like pretty big now, like pretty big dancers. And they were like starting to get big back then as well. So it was really cool for me to even be a part of it. And they actually made me like the main part. And the kids kind of hated me because they were like, who's this girl that's coming in? But anyway.
You're like, bitch, I drove 16 hours. You have the spotlight. I've earned it.
Oh. But so I was doing that. And so I would have to sometimes every once in a while for a performance and things like that, miss school. And they just hated that. And so once I moved out here, obviously I stopped going there. But I found an art school here called Champs. Charter High School Performing Arts, something like that. And they were actually very supportive. They have a thing called independent study. And what they would let me do is if I had a job longer than 3 days, they would let me go into independent study and do all my work or whatever. And then when I come back, I can just go right back into like regular.
Perfect.
Mm. So they were like really supportive and they loved what I was doing and they thought it was great. So that was really cool. So I didn't really have any trouble in 9th to 12th grade, but when I was kind of starting to like come out here and stuff, it was really hard with my school back home. But yeah, I went to a public school all 4 years with everything that I was doing. People always think I was homeschooled, obviously, because a lot of kids here that are like actors or professional dancers, they're always homeschooled, obviously, so they can dance and do jobs and things like that. But yeah, my mom wanted me to have like a normal high school experience, but my experience in high school was not normal. Like, and our school is not normal at all. Like, it's crazy. But I loved it, and I'm really happy I went. I got to go to prom. I got to have an official graduation.
That's awesome.
That's important. Best of both worlds. In the industry, I think that's like really beneficial to me having my bestest friends not be in the industry, because it's like I don't need to like talk about dance 24/7 and I don't need to talk about the audition coming up and like did you get it like no, I don't know. So it's really nice having like my like three or four closest friends not really be in the industry. They're dancers, but they're not like trying to
doing as well as you.
Yeah.
We understand.
So they're not like trying to be like professional dancers doing what I'm doing. So it's nice to have like a normal people that I can like talk to.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
Do you actively try to take like a day or two off a week, or is it vary just depending on your schedule?
Yeah, it just depends. Like I don't like try like every week to make sure, okay, Amanda, you need one day where you can like relax. Not really. It's like kind of whatever comes up, it's like I do, and if I happen to have a day off, then it's like, oh yay, like I can like relax or whatever. But no, I don't try to make it a weekly thing. But like yesterday I had like a day off, so I like relaxed and like was watching Hulu with my dog.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, so every once in a while I get a day off, but it's not like a must, like I must have a day off every
day. What do you like to do besides dance, because I know that's all we've asked you about, because
we're gonna move this thing over a little bit.
is there anything like you love to do in your free time that has nothing to do with your career?
I mean, I've already mentioned this, but first of all, journaling. I'm not going to talk a lot about that. I just love doing that.
Yeah.
I really like drawing. I haven't done it in a while, but there was like a 2-year period where I was obsessed. Like, I would draw every day for like hours. I loved it. I used to do horseback riding.
Oh, cool.
And I loved horseback riding.
Of course
you did.
I haven't done it in a really long time,
but I absolutely love horses, and they're just like beautiful. I go to the beach a lot. I mean, hanging out with my friends, but nothing like special. Mm-hmm. We just like, I don't know, get dinner, and sometimes they'll come take class with me because they're dancers as well.
Yeah.
So that's fun, and
nice.
Yeah, there's a few things. I mean, I act as well.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
So yeah, I do a little bit of singing, but I'm not like a singer, but you know, I do a little bit of singing.
That's amazing.
So you are obviously such a huge role model for so many people with dance and just the body positivity and the campaign you have. Who are role models of yours? Like, who do you look up to for, you know, who are on the same track of like doing what they love, overcoming stereotypes, all that good stuff?
There's a girl named Allison, and her last name is really hard to say, but it's some sort of crazy last name that I can't pronounce. But she's a dancer as well, and she's maybe like a little bigger than me, and she is actually a backup dancer for Janet Jackson.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
And yeah, so when she got that, I was like really excited, just because like, I had never seen someone, like, even close to my size be a backup dancer, because they always want, like, the blonde, super tan, like, tall blondes that are, like, this big around that wear the skimpy outfits, and it's like, ugh, whatever. So it was really cool seeing, like, her get that, and it, like, gave me hope, like, oh, wow, like, I can do it. Like, it was really cool seeing that. So she's really cool. I don't know what she's doing right now, because I think the tour is over, but that just her getting the tour was a really big deal. And then Denise Bedeau, she's a model, and I love her. I actually got to work with her on one of her campaigns that she did for her brand, and she was so nice, and she's just very cool, I guess. That's such, like, a bland word, but, like, she's just really cool, and I look up to her a lot, and she's a plus-size model who's really nice and really supportive of me, and, you know, she's much bigger, not much bigger, much, like, more, she's more successful than I am, and has done, like, more things with her career, but she's also older, obviously, but it's really cool that, like, she supports me, and she's very nice and humble and stuff like that, so.
How cool, what is it like being that for other people, you know, who are your age or older or younger, girls who reach out to you and say stuff like that?
It's really cool, because, like, my most, like, the message I get the most often is, like, oh, I stopped dancing when I was little because by my size or whatever, but I wish I wouldn't have, or, like, you encouraged me to take a ballet class today or something like that. Oh. And it's really cool. Yeah, I love seeing those comments because, you know, it's, like, sad that they stopped. And, like, sometimes they say, like, I wish I wouldn't have, and I, like, regret stopping. And it's really sad, but at least, like, I've encouraged them to, like, start again, or, you know, they've learned from me, or I've inspired them in some way. It's really cool. And especially my whole goal, really, is, like, when you're asking about, like, my goals in my dance career, like, going on tour obviously is, like, a goal, but it's not, like, if I get that, then I'm set. Like, it's not, like, my dream. Like, my dream is just, like, to inspire as many people as possible, but it's cool knowing that, like, kids, because that's another goal. Like, my main goal is kids, because when I was little, I didn't really have someone like me. So I want to be the someone like me that I didn't have.
So cool. So.
There's another quote.
There's another quote.
Nice little bow tie to wrap it up.
Yeah, I think that's...
Oh, my gosh.
We have to end there. It's not going to get better than that. Yeah. That's a perfect quote. Amanda, thank you so
much. Amanda, thank you. Plug all the stuff where people find you and all the stuff you want to talk about.
Yeah, most of my social media is just Amanda LeCount, LaCount. I have a website, AmandaLeCount.com, if you want to go there. It has everything you possibly want to know about me. And... yeah, I don't know.
That's follow her on Instagram right now.
Oh, it's so gratifying.
She has almost 200,000 followers. Like, she's unbelievable. It's, like, one of the best things that comes on my feed every day. As you
oh, so
see.
Good.
I love it.
So
I
good.
Watch all of it.
Yeah. And then one last thing.
Yes.
So any of our listeners, you know, who are hearing this interview, who have stopped doing something they love, any words of wisdom to get them back in it, to start again, or to just kind of push through?
Yeah. This is, like, very, like, generic answer, kind of, but I would say, like, you only have, like, the one life, so I feel like you don't want to get to a certain age, like, regret not doing something that you wanted to do your whole life, you know, or if, like, I don't know, this is kind of, like, morbid, but, like, God forbid something happened to you and, like, you weren't able to dance for some reason, it's like, are you going to look back and be like, oh, I wish I would have done that when I had the chance, you know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're not guaranteed tomorrow, you're not guaranteed that you'll always be able to, okay, this is really sad, but, like, you're not guaranteed you'll always be able to walk or to move or to dance or whatever. So, you know, you might as well do it when you have the chance, because a lot of people don't. And so it's like, you should do it for the people that can't do it and stop being a baby.
Drop. Yes.
I have to say, real quick, I have to do some show plugs. You have to do
show plugs,
Taylor? Okay, I'll be headlining Spokane Comedy Club this weekend, so please come out. It's my hometown club. I love it so much there. And then next weekend, I'll be headlining Dr. Grins in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So KelseyCook.com for tickets and other tour dates.
I am at Wise Guys in Salt Lake City, April 4th through 6th. And I will be in Austin for the Moon Tower Comedy Festival the 25th through 27th. So that's where I'm at.
Cool. And I'll be here with my dog in a doggy carrier walking around the neighborhood.
Oh my God.
Thank you so much for coming
on. Thank you, Amanda.
That was awesome.
Okay, bye.
Bye. You guys, we love you so much. Thank you for supporting Self Helpless. You can follow us on social media on Instagram and Facebook at Self Helpless Podcast, and you can visit selfhelplesspodcast.com for all things Self Helpless. Learn about Patreon and how to sign up. Our merch is there, information about our Facebook group and how to join. All the episodes you can listen to are on there, a little bit about the show. Our individual sites are linked there, and our contact information, email, and P.O. box if you want to send us some love letters. And you can follow us individually as well. I am at Delaney Fisher on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and DelaneyFisher.com, where you can watch my docu-comedy special, Love at First Cousin, for free. And then DicksByDelaney.com if you want to buy some dick mugs.
Sweet. I'm at Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, KelseyCook.com for all tour dates and merch. And my album, Savor It, is still available to buy on iTunes. And you can watch Wrists of Fury, my foosball web series that has an episode of Taylor and Delaney on the All Things Comedy YouTube channel.
I am at Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter and Instagram, and TTomComedy.com for my Netflix special and all live tour dates.
Sweet. We love you guys.
Why won't it let me be?